Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, My Sheep Hear My Voice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Romans 8, verse 13. If you live after the flesh, you shall die. He's not just talking about physically dying. The Bible talks about people that are dead while they live. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Sons of God can be led by the Spirit of God. Yes. Verse 15. For you've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. 16. The Spirit itself, or as most modern translations say, Himself, bears witness with our spirit. That's how He communicates with us. The reason a lot of people have difficulty hearing from Him is because they're trying to hear Him with their ears. Didn't say He bears witness with our ears. And the reason a lot of people are having difficulty hearing from God and think they can't hear from God is because they try to hear Him with their mind. Didn't say He bears witness with our mind. And people keep trying to discern His communication through physical sensation. Hot flashes, cold flashes. How many live long enough to find out? There's a lot of things cause flashes. If you led by flashes, whoo! You're going to be unstable. No, what part of our being does He bear witness with? Our spirit. So in order to be aware of the Holy Spirit, you got to be aware of your own spirit. Amen. That's how He communicates. Quit trying to make Him talk to you in an audible voice. Quit trying to get it just through your head and your intellect or your reasoning. Quit trying to feel it through your body. He communicates with us, bearing witness with our spirit. The word means co-witness, or a witnessing with. There's somebody else in you besides you. Hallelujah! There's another spirit in your body besides your spirit. And you'll find that when something's the Lord, your spirit will have a positive witness about it, and then somebody else will join in and go, yep, that's it. I'm not talking about hearing a voice. I'm talking about something else inside you is witnessing with your spirit. We talked earlier about the quickening of the Lord. He leads through life and peace. Life is quickening. Well, the Spirit of God is the Spirit of life. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of peace. So much to be said about that, learned about that. Now, if this sounds new to you, or even if you think you've got some things about this, learning how to be led by the Spirit in particular, is one of those things you don't learn all about it just because you heard it two or three times. And just because you decided, well, I'm going to learn how to be led by the Spirit, you don't have it all after 2 weeks or 2 years. Now, you can be a whole lot better at being led than you used to be in just a short amount of time. But I was prompted this today to encourage folks. A number of people need to go back and hear the first messages of this series again. Hear these things repeatedly. And also there's available, if you weren't here 3, 5, 10 years ago, we got, Spirit-led life, one and two. And I mean, there's a bunch of things out there. Yes. If you're serious about this, yes. You need to immerse yourself in it. And we mentioned Brother Kenneth Hagin Sr.'s book on how to be led by the Spirit. There's a number of things that if you feed on it, and it's not that it's so hard to understand. It's that we live in a dark world. And the enemy has sought so desperately to hide this from the people of God and to bring confusion. And all you got to do is just make up your mind, I'm staying on this until I get it. That's all you got to do. And you got to think long term. I'm in this for the duration. How many understand whether it's tomorrow afternoon or if the Lord tarries is coming 50 years from now, you're going to need to be led by the Spirit of God to know what to do every day of your life, which way to go. This is not a waste of your time. And Phyllis and I, after some experience in the ministry now for decades, we just talk about it all the time, how precious it is. One of the greatest things we've ever had the privilege to learn anything about is how to be led by the Spirit. Every day, what do you do? Do you do this in ministry? Who do you use? Who's to have a part with this? Who's only to have a part with that? Do we get involved with this ministry too? Or do we not? Everything is coming up, and the bigger things get, the more questions there are, and the more decisions there are. And if you're foolish, you'll flip coins and ask what people what they think they ought to do and put out fleeces. Yes. Somebody said, what's wrong with that? Go get the series. I'm talking about something else right now. But we are not to be led externally in this new covenant. People under the old covenant were not even born again. Oh, that's one of the big reasons why our covenant is a better covenant. Highly established on better promises. And that's what the Lord said. He said, it's better for you that I go away. Why? He said, because the Holy Spirit, He's been with you, but He's going to be in you. Woo! And He will lead you even in the small matters of life. Did I tell y'all recently what the Lord did for me in my new pickup? Oh, I better tell you right now. I've been looking down in Sarasota. Phyllis and I had only one vehicle that we've been riding together in since the church started. Main vehicle. And so I wanted a truck of some kind. And I've been eyeing the Dodge Ram trucks. What's the slogan? Guts, glory. Ram. Sound like a man's truck to me, you know. Anyway, that doesn't matter at all. But I've been eyeing them. I thought, well, you know, that's a pretty good looking truck, you know. And Phyllis laughed at me and she said, what do you need a pickup for? What you gonna haul? I said, might need to haul something. You don't need to be ready to haul. Is that right? She laughed at me about that, but I just kept looking anyhow. And anyway, we found that this had been going on for a couple of years. And I felt like it was a good time to look about getting one. We found one. Man, it was great. It was top of the line, had all the stuff. Super price, super price. We went and we drove it, came back, looked like everything I wanted. And we told the salesperson, yeah, great, we'll, you know, do the paperwork. So sales lady, she went to do the paperwork. We're standing out there. We've been out there for an hour or two. We've driven the thing. We've looked at it, pulled up the seats and folded them up and, you know, did everything. While we're standing there waiting, the Spirit of God prompts me, go back and look at this again. Yeah. All right. We already looked at it three or four times. And it was in the back where the seats, it's a four-door truck, and the seats fold up. And you can put stuff in there, more room to put bags and stuff. And something you could have easily ignored and overridden. But thank God, by the mercy of God, we've learned a few things over the years. Pay attention to that. Don't ignore that. So I told Phyllis, I said, we need to go back and look at that truck again. And here we go. I got my phone, turned my flashlight on. This time I looked a little closer, raised it up, and the bolts way back in the back, up under. I'd raised this thing up and looked at it already at least three times, just seeing how it worked. But this time I shined the light, got down on my knees, and the bolts in the back are sitting in pools of rust. Just red rust, liquid, sitting in there. I begin to look, there's rust here, there's oxidation here. It's a brand new pickup. Wow. Rust, 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 rust. Wow. Well, lady came back and I said, look at this. She said, oh. I said, I'm sorry, but I don't want this. Amen. She said, I don't blame you. And found out the regional manager came down a few days after that and pulled it out of the fleet. I was that close to taking it home.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Come on, y'all, listen to me. The only reason I caught it is because the Spirit of God, somebody say the Spirit of God, Spirit of God prompted me, go look at that specific area. Go look at that again. I already looked at it three times. It would have been so easy to say, well, I looked at it. I already have. It pays to obey. Yes. Well, just a week or so later, we found another one. And come to find out, it was a different color that I liked even better. And it had another couple of options that one didn't have, including the ram boxes.
Oh, my.
Ah! What's that? It's two boxes that's built into the side of the truck. Man, you can put your rifle in there. You can put whatever you want to. And Phyllis said, well, that'll make it look like a service truck. She said, what's that? I said, oh, this is, it's like a shirt pocket, man. You need this. And so I got them. Hallelujah. I was sitting in the garage. Praise the Lord. But you understand why I shared that? How close I was to taking a rusty truck to the house that who knows what kind of problems it would have had and how much difficulty I might have had. And sometimes people get into that and they go, they blame the people for selling. They blame this one for not working with them, when the truth is it was their fault for not listening to start with and never bringing the thing home.
That's right.
I lost somebody there. Whose fault would it have been if I'd have had 6 months of struggles with the auto manufacturer over this deal? Whose fault would it have been?
Yours.
Did I lose somebody? It would have been my fault for not listening to what the Lord told me to do. And I know I won't stand here and tell you that I've always listened. I've made some mistakes. That's one reason I pay more attention nowadays.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, My Sheep Hear My Voice, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.